This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I love getting questions from listeners, suggestions for Garden Bite topics. Today, I'll address the question of what plants get along and what plants might not. First thing that comes to mind are invasive plants. If you don't mind a plant creating your garden, then buy that invasive or easy spreader, as they're referred to in plant catalogs. If you want creative control, then be careful. Now, what are some lovely plants together? Personally, I love ornamental grasses. They really do go with everything. Mixing textures adds another dimension. I like the big blooms of daylilies with the soft, ethereal look of some of the panicum and switchgrasses. Of course, coneflowers and daisies also look lovely with grasses. The shades of white in daisies add a nice contrast to brightly colored coneflowers. In the shade garden, hostas are like the sun-loving ornamental grasses. They look good with anything. Bleeding hearts, snake root, heuchera, wild indigo, and spiderwort. One plant that can be a bit difficult, although it's lovely, is a stilbe. I say this because they really do like moisture conditions. I lost a couple of them because I didn't water them in a drought. I'll have pictures and more information on gardenbite.com. And then there's the black walnut tree. I have two. I do not like it for a variety of reasons. While it's a lovely shade tree, it's quite pretty, it also produces toxic jug loam. There are a number of plants that will simply die when planted too close, others that will tolerate it. I have a link to the University of Wisconsin Extension with a list. It's not comprehensive and is based on observations, not documented facts. Still, it's a great guide. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.